Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today's daf is Avodah Zarah Daf Zayin. We are holding on Daf Vav Amud Beis. We are at Masnis and Delok Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha on the second very wide line of Daf Vav Amud Beis. Today's share is once again sponsored by Dr. David Lander and his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas' mother, Golda Basimcha Aleha Shalom, and Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship of the Daf. So what we're going to discuss in today's Daf are the following issues. First, we're going to have four different instances where we paskin like Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. The first one is about getting paid back samach liyom ha'ayid, which is obviously the topic of our Masechta. The second one is going to be about telling someone to stick around after Shabbos because you're hoping that he's going to help you do some malacha after Shabbos. The third is going to be how to paskin when there's a machlokes and there's no clear-cut psak halacha. The fourth is going to be about accepting somebody's tshuva, that do you accept someone to be a ne'eman even though he had lost his previous chazaka of ne'emanah. So as you can see, the first of the four relates to our Masechta. The next three are just things that Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha said that we paskin like, so that's the way Talmud Bavli works. So we bring up other things that Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha said. Then the Gemara, that's going to be Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that Rabbi Yishmael holds that 3 days before and after the festival of the Chav Mar Aser, but the Tanakhama and the Chachamim both hold otherwise. But we're not sure what exactly the Tanakhama and the Chachamim hold different from one another. Meaning we know that they're different from Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Yishmael says 3 days before, 3 days after. But in what way are the Tanakhama and the Chachamim different from one another? The Gemara is going to have four possibilities of the difference between the opinion of the Tanakhama and the opinion of the Chachamim. And then the final thing we're going to learn is that we're going to have a number of statements of Nochum Hamadi. And we're going to have three statements of Nochum Hamadi that they rejected. And one about being shol tzrachav in shomei tefillah when you daven that we accept, but we're going to see that the reason we accept it may not be because we're so enamored with Nachum Hamadi. It may be that we accepted it because other people held that very same viewpoint. So let's begin again. We're at the second wide line on Daf Vav Amud Beis. So says Gemara Masnisin Dilo Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, that our Mishnah seems to be against Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha. In what way? Detanya Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha Omer Milva B'Shtar Ein Nifran Mehen Milva Alpe Nifran Mehen Neshu Kamatzel Miadam, that while it's true that you're not allowed to get paid back from the Ovid Chavim within 3 days of the Yom Ayid, that's only on a Milva B'Shtar, because you can collect any other time. Why would you collect right around the time of their festival? But if it's a milva al peh, where there's no documented evidence that the person that the Ovid Kochavim owes you money, that you're allowed to collect even within 3 days of the Yom Ayid, because otherwise you may never collect. It's kematzin liyadam by collecting within 3 days of the Yom Ayid. So Yosef, Rav Yosef, Achari de Rabbi Abba, V'Yosef, Rabbi Abba, Kamei de Rav Huna. Rav Yosef was sitting behind Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba was in front of Rav Huna, V'Yosef, Kamer, and he was saying the following, Hilchsak Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, we paskin like Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, V'Hilchsak Rabbi Yehuda, and we also paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. So it says, Hilchsak Rabbi Yishuv Hada Amaran. The fact that we paskin like Rabbi Yishuv ben Karcha, I know exactly what that's referring to. That's referring to exactly what we just said, that when it comes to a milva b'shtar, you cannot get paid back within 3 days of the Yom Ha'id. When it comes to milva peh, you can. But Rabbi Yehuda, what is the Hilchsa Rabbi Yehuda? What shita of Rabbi Yehuda in Gantz Shas are we referring to when we say that the Halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda? That's Ditanya. That is aligned with the following Brais, or actually the Masorah changes on the side to Ditnan. That is aligned with the following Mishnah, because this is a Mishnah that appears in a number of places in Baba Kam, Baba Metzia, elsewhere. So it says the Mishnah, Hanosin Tzemer L'Tzavel L'Tzvah Lo Edom L'Tzvah U'Shachar. If you give wool to a dyer and you ask him to please dye this wool red and he dyes it black, right? You're trying to make a uniform of your favorite team and your favorite team's colors are red, and he gives you a uniform of, gives it back to you and it's this beautiful jet black color. So exactly not what you wanted. Or Shachar U'Tzvo Adam, or vice versa. You asked him to dye it black and he dyes it red. So Remeir Omer Nosin Lo Dmei Tzmara. Remeir says that the dyer will owes you for the wool. I mean, you gave him a raw piece of wool and now he has ruined it, so he has to pay you for the wool, and he'll keep the item of clothing. But Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, you're going to get back your item of clothing, and you're going to have to pay for that item of clothing, but the amount that you pay is going to be minimal. And the way we assess it is as follows. That if the increased value of a black garment over the raw wool is more than the expense that the dyer had in dyeing it, then you only have to pay for his expenses. So I gave him a $50 piece of wool, and it is now worth $150 because he has dyed it, and it only cost him $25 to dye it. The expenses of doing the dyeing only cost $25. So I only have to pay him $25, and I'm going to get back something that's worth $100 more than what I gave him, and that's fine. But if the increase in value was less than the expenses that were incurred by the dyer in making it worth more money, let's say it only increased by $25 in value, and it cost him $50 to do that dyeing process, then I'm only going to have to pay him that lesser amount, the increased value of the item. So that's Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. So again, Rabbi Meir holds the guy who did the dyeing is a gazlan by being mishana it and by doing something he was not authorized to do. So he has kinyan gzeil on it. He gets to keep it, and he's just going to have to pay me for the wool that I gave him that he took for himself. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda says no. It goes back to the original owner. The question is how much the original owner has to pay. So that's based on the cheshbon of what the lesser amount is between the shevach and the yitziah. So Adrin Rav Yosef la'ape. Rav Yosef turned his face away, almost in anger, right? That meaning, because this Gemara started with Rav Yosef sitting behind Rabbi Abba, and Rabbi Abba was in front of Rav Huna, right? So Rav Yosef turned away from Rav Huna. Bishlam alach Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha itzrich. I understand why you want to tell me that we pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, because you're telling me a chiddush that salkat haidichamina yachid rabim alach karabim. I might have thought that how can we pass like Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha? He's only a yachid against the rabim, and we should pass like the rabim. So kam hashmalan alach ki yachid. So that's why he has to tell me that the alach is like the yachid. Ela halacha Rabbi Yehuda lamali. But why do you need to tell me that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to the wool that you gave to the dyer and that he dyed the wrong color? Pshita, isn't it obvious that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? The machlokas v'achar kachstam hilchsakistam. Because whenever you have a machlokas in an earlier mishnah and then the later stam mishnah goes like one side in that machlokas, we always pass like the stam. So there's no chiddush over here that you're going to pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Machlos baba kama stam baba metzia. So it's a machlokas in baba kama, and then you have a stam mishnah baba metzia. Ditnan kolamishana yada al techtona v'kolachazu ba yada al techtona. That the mishnah gives me a number of rules, and one of them is that kol hamishana yada al techtona kolachazu yada al techtona is a different halacha about a different case. That's if someone backs out of an employment agreement halfway through. But kol hamishana is that someone who was meant to dye this piece of wool one color, he dyed it a different color, so he's yada al techtona. He can only charge the lesser amount. So what is your great chiddush that you have to tell me we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? I mean, he's not angry at him that he said we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Of course we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. He's angry at him that he needed to say we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you think you need to say it? It is so obvious, meaning not that it's incorrect, but that it's too obvious. So Rav Huna who said it, Rav Huna who actually said we pass like Rabbi Yehuda, is Mishum Dein Seidel Mishnah. Dikel Meimer Stam Tana Bereisha V'achar Kach Machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda will say, well, why do you think that this is a case of Machlokas V'achar Kach Stam? It might be a case of Stam V'achar Kach Machlokas. Meaning, what's the Svara for saying that when you have a Machlokas and then a later Stam Mishnah, like one side of that Machlokas that we pass in that way, is because when Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was going through the Mishnayas, so initially he taught the Machlokas, and then the assumption is at some later point, he came to a conclusion that one side of that one of those shitos is correct. And therefore, when he taught a later Mishnah, he only taught the correct shita. But are you sure that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi taught these Mishnayos in this order? Meaning, for all we know, the Mishnah Bamatzia comes before the Mishnah Babakama. So, I don't know what the machzor was in Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's yeshiva, and how they learned it. It could be they learned the Bamatzia one year, and the next year they learned Babakama. So maybe it's it's not a machlokas varchach stam. Maybe it's a stam varchach machlokas. So it says Gemara, ihachi kol machlokas varchach stam leme in seidu the Mishnah. Yeah, but by that logic, then there just will never be a rule of machlokas varchach stam because you never know what's a harkach. You never know what comes afterwards. So it says Gemara, Rav Huna. No, Rav Huna would respond, kilo aminon ain't say there bechad mesechta betray mesechti aminon. When do we not say ain't say to the Mishnah? That's in one mesechta, but in two mesechtas we do say ain't say to the Mishnah. Do say ain't say to the Mishnah, which means there is no say to the Mishnah. Meaning there's no say there among different mesechtas. We don't say ain't say to the Mishnah within one mesechta, which means that within one mesechta everything's in order. So if you were to have machlokas in the first parak of a mesechta and then a stam in the third parak of that mesechta, that would be where we apply the rule of machlokas v'achrach stam. We pass it like the stam. But if you're spanning different mesechtos, I don't know which one comes first, and therefore we cannot apply that rule. And that's why Rav Huna thought it was necessary to tell me to pass on like Rabbi Yehuda, because over here we're spanning different mesechtos. So yes, in Baba Kama we have machlokas, in Baba Metzia we have a stam, but I don't know that that stam in Baba Metzia came after Baba Kama. Maybe it came before Baba Kama. It's two different mesechtos. Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef, who was angry about this and who thought that this was totally unnecessary to teach, and that this is obvious, and that this is a clear case of machlokas v'achrach stam, he'll respond, Kulin Nezikin Chad Mesechtahi. That what are you talking about? Baba Kama, Baba Metzia are not different Mesechtas. There's Meseches Nezikin, and that is Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. We're all one Mesechta, right? That's why you have throughout Shas, you always have that Siddurim of Mishnayos always start with the Mesechtas that have the most Prakim, and it goes down in number throughout the Seder till you get to the smaller Mesechtas at the end. So how come we have Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra are each 10 Prakim, and then Sanhedrin, which is 11 Prakim? So you could say Parachelik doesn't count, okay? Or that Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra are not each 10 prakim. It's one mesechta that's called Meseches Nezikin that's 30 prakim long. So it's really all one mesechta, and therefore we can be rest assured that a Mishnah Baba Kama came before the Mishnah Baba Metzia. So if you have a Machlokas Baba Kama and a Stam in Baba Metzia, it is in fact the case of Machlokas V'Achrach Stam, and that's why Rav Yosef was upset. Why did Rav Yehuda have to? Why did Rav Huna have to paskin like Rav Yehuda? It's obvious to paskin like Rav Yehuda. V'i b'yaseima, or another reason why Rav Yosef might have been angry is mishum tekatani la gabi hilchsa psikta, that since this halacha of Rav Yishuv ben Karcha is mentioned together with other halachas psukos, it's obvious that we paskin that way because it says kol mishana yado al tachtona v'kol chozer bo yado al tachtona. So since it's giving klalim in halacha of how we paskin, so it's obvious that that's going to be la halacha regardless of the seder, regardless of what was taught first. Meaning it's a more authoritative Mishnah la halacha when it says it in such absolute terms. At least that's how Rashi learns that line of Gemara. If you look at Tosfos mishum dekatani la gabi subsikta, Tosfos writes, Kolomer dekatani kolamishana hu lashon halacha psuka. Tosfos says it's not about the context within which we say kolamishana yado al tachtona. It's about the language with which we say kolamishana yado al tachtona. Meaning the way Rashi learns it is we say kolamishana yado al tachtona right next to kolachozer bo yado al tachtona. So in that context, we're just going through halachas psukos. Says Tosfos, no, v'lo garsinan gabe. It's not about the word gabe, that it's next to, that it's in proximity to another halacha psukah, k'mo shebirush hakuntros, like Rashi would have you believe. Because by the way, not everyone passes like that other halacha in that mission of kalachazur yadol tachtona. So the fact that it's listed next to kalachazur yadol tachtona does not give me any more reason to believe that we're going to pass in that way. It's just that that the lashon of kalamishana is a lashon that implies we're trying to pass in a halacha. And that's why Rav Yosef thought it was obvious that we paskin the halacha that way. There's another important Tosfos where we said pshita d'machlokas v'achrach stam. Tosfos is bothered that why was Rav Yosef upset? How come you have to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Isn't it obvious that we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda? Because after all, it's machlokas v'achrach stam. Says Tosfos, there's an even more obvious reason why we should paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. Nothing to do with machlokas v'achrach stam, and that is that we say in Maseches Erev and Daf Mem Vav, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. You know, just like we have a klal and psak, beshame besilal, halacha besilal, right? We have a klal and psak, Rameir Rabbi Yehuda, halacha Rabbi Yehuda. So of course you're going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. You're going to tell me, but there's some Amoraim that don't hold of that klal. Well, there are some Amoraim that don't hold of this klal either, of the stam acharkach of the machlok zarkach stam klal either. And therefore, Tosus writes toward the end, lekach nira lefarish to lav mikoch stam by the mifshat to lav yalach stam. We're not saying that the halacha should be like the stam because it is a stam. Elahachli parch machlok zarkach stam hu vafilu mandel lesli alach stam mikol makom chashav kerabim legabe yachid. That even if you don't want to say that we pass like a stam against an earlier Mishnah that's a machlokas, and that the stam clarifies that machlokas for us, but since it's a stam without a name attached to it, the presumption is that that was the prevalent opinion. That was the prevalent opinion of a majority of Tanaim. Ooh, so now it's a klal that everybody agrees to, that a rabbim against the yachid, the halacha is like the rabbim. And that's what Rav Yosef was really upset about. That how come you're telling me we pass like Rabbi Yehuda? It's obvious that we pass like Rabbi Yehuda because Rabbi Yehuda appears in the Stam Mishnah. And if he appears in the Stam Mishnah, then that must have been the prevailing opinion. And if that was the prevailing opinion, that's a rabbin. Okay, period. That's the end of that discussion. Tan Rabbanan, we're going to have another statement of Rabbi Shua ben Karcha that we paskin like. Lo yomar adam l'chaveru hanira shitamu li mila erev. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha omer omar adam l'chaveru hanira shitamu li mila erev. Tanakama says, you're not allowed to tell someone, do me a favor and hang out with me, be around, be available tonight. You know, it's Shabbos morning, and you have whatever plans you have on Motzei Shabbos, and this Shabbos Garet, so you're not going to talk about it on Shabbos, but you just say, do me a favor, don't go anywhere tonight, make yourself available tonight. So Rabbi Shimon Karcha says, yeah, you're allowed to say that, that's good enough. Meaning that's, you're not telling him, you're not mentioning Malacha, you're not saying what you want him to do, you're just saying, you know, don't go anywhere, be available. Amar Rabbi Bar Bechana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Hilchsa, Rabbi Shimon Karcha. We paskin like Rabbi Shimon Karcha. Tan Rabbanan, a third case of Rabbi Shimon Karcha, Hanisha l'chacham v'timei, if you ask the Shaila l'chacham, and he was metamei, lo yisha l'chacham v'yitar, you should not ask that same Shaila of another chacham for him to be metaher, l'chacham v'asar, if you ask the Shaila l'chacham and he asur, lo yisha l'chacham v'yatir, you're not allowed to ask a different chacham the Shaila for him to be matir, hayushnayim, if there were two people, echem metamei ve'echem metar, let's say you have two chacham that disagree, one of them says tamei, one of them says tahar, echem osur ve'echem matir, one of them says asur, one of them says mutar. So how do you decide, right? This is like one of the more popular questions I get asked whenever I do a Q&A session. People ask, how do you decide? Like when you learn halacha, and there's machlokas Rav Moshe and Rav Shlomo Zalman. So how do you decide? If you live in America, it's Rav Moshe, and if you live in Israel, it's Rav Shlomo Zalman. Like what if it's Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Eliashiv? Like, how do you decide? How do you know which shita to paskin like? Or sometimes they'll get more personal, and they'll say, if you ask Rabbi Willig and Rabbi Shachter, and they say different things, how do you decide? How do you choose which shita? So here the Gemara gives us guidance. So if one of them is clearly greater, meaning they're both great poskim, but one of them is a greater posek, both in terms of his level as well as his influence, so then you follow him. Otherwise, you just got to go with the more machmir opinion. Rabbi Shua ben Karcha Omer, Rabbi Shua ben Karcha though has a different mahalich. He says, Bishal Torah, halachachar machmir. Bishal Sofrim, halachachar mekil. That if it's a Doraisa, if it's a din d'oraisa at stake, then we follow the machmir opinion. If it's a din d'rabbanan at stake, we follow the more makel opinion. And over there, Amar Rav Yosef, hilchsak Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, that we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. So that is number three, the third case, where we're quoting Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha, and we are following Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha. If you look in Tosfos Yemar Maskil B'Shal Torah, halacha achar machmir, he says, you know, whenever you have a lishna rishona and an ikada amri in shas, so which way is there a rule have had a paskin in that? So he says Rashi paskins always by every ikeda amri in all of Shas with this model of if it's a daraisa to be machmir, if it's a drabana to be mekel. And the Riva explains that an ikeda amri legabe a lashon rishon is like a tafel legabe the ikr, and the Riva holds, therefore you always go with the first lashon. So what do I do when there are two lashonas in the Gemara? So Rashi says that it depends if it's daraisa drabanan, daraisa is your machmir, drabanan is your mekel. The Riva says you go with the first lashon. The first lashon is the ikr, That Rashi is really right, like Rabbi Shimon Karcha says over here. That what do you mean? You don't just give up on the machlokes. You do more research and you see if there are any other sugyas that indicate like one shita or the other. And if you find another sugya that indicates like one shita or the other, so then you follow that shita. So this is a very relevant Gemara halacha. So people do this all the time. They ask multiple rabbis different shilas. So the Gemara says pretty clearly, once you've already asked one shila, you're not allowed to go to, and he was machmir, you're not allowed to go to another rabbi to look for a kula. It happens to be not everyone that asks shilas to different posts can do that. Sometimes they're looking for the opposite. Sometimes you have someone who got a kula and they don't want a kula. They want a chumrah. I've had an antisocial guy, a guy who does not like social settings at all, and he was in his year of Avelus, and he keeps getting invited to things, and he doesn't want to go. He's looking for a chumra. Like, he'll ask the shayla and say, by the way, if you're machmir, like, I won't be so upset. You know, like, so sometimes people are looking for a chumra. Do we have the same rule in the other direction? That if you ask the chacham and he gave you a kula, that you're also not allowed to ask another chacham to be machmir? So Tosfos discusses this as well. The longer Tosfos in Dibra Maskal HaNishal discusses this. First, he discusses a different matter. He discusses if you tell the Chacham that you've already asked the Shaila, and he can go and discuss it with the original Chacham, and maybe convince him otherwise, then it's a different story. Then you're allowed to do that. But Tosfos quotes two different deos, whether this works in the reverse as well. Whether we know you're not allowed to go kula shopping, are you allowed to go chumra shopping? So that seems to be two different opinions. It may depend on what the issue is, right? Meaning, is the issue, what is the reason that you're not allowed to ask a second chacham? So I think it's a machlokas what the reason is. Some of the achronim say it's shavya nafshei chaticha di isura. If I ask someone and they were machmir, so I already accepted that as an iser. I accept whatever this first pasuk said on myself as an isser. We have a principle that once you accept something as usser, whether it's actually usser or not is irrelevant. You accepted it as usser. So if that's the case, that would only work in that direction. But if I got a heter, I could still accept it as usser from somebody else. The other possibility is that it's disrespectful to the first chacham. And if it's about disrespectful to the first chacham, it's disrespectful either way. Whether you're going from chumra to kula or from kula to chumra, it's disrespectful to the first chacham. Okay, meaning this is an unpopular halacha in today's day and age. Today's day and age, we have so much information at our fingertips, so our minds are trained to just look for all the information that's out there. So you just want to find every bit of information. So if you have so many data points, you'll just try to collect as many of them as you can. But we're supposed to get like clear hadracha. You're supposed to get a clear psak halacha, and you're not supposed to second guess that clear psak halacha. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, a fourth statement of Rabbi Shimon Karcha. V'kulan shechaz ben ein mekablan son olam is divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that if you have a person who lost their ne'emanus, they're a gazlan, they're an amaretz, they're something like, so that's it, they lost it forever. Rabbi Yehuda Omer chaz ben matmonios ein mekablan son b'farhesi mekablan son. Depends how public their tshuva was. If they did a private tshuva, then we're not mekabel them. But a public tshuva, we will be mekabel them. Ikeda am Others say that no, it depends how public or private their avera was in the first place. That if everyone knew that they were a gazlan and that they were namaritz and they were doing terrible things, then you're not going to be mekabel them. Because as Rashi writes on the top, hol pakru kol kach, they were so they misbehaved so badly that they did it so publicly that we can't accept that tshuva. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yeshua ben Karcha Omrim, here's Rabbi Shimon ben Karcha, that's why I'm recording this whole thing, ben kach u ben kach mekablin, either way we can accept them, shenemar shuv uvanim shavavim, regardless of what they've done, we believe in the koach tshuva, and we can accept them to regain their emunas. It's fascinating, so even in Beis Din Shalmata, we'll give them, we'll accept their tshuva, and we'll give them their emunas back. Now, Beis Din Shalmata does not accept tshuva in other contexts, meaning if let's say we have two witnesses that Reuven killed Shimon, and Reuven says, look, I may have done it, but I've since done tshuva, well, we're still going to execute Reuven for having killed Shimon. So we don't accept tshuva, even if we're convinced that he's telling the truth, we don't accept tshuva in that context. So it all depends, but in terms of the person regaining a sense of ne'amanus, that we do accept tshuva, right? When we ask Eidim under a chuppah, are you related to the Chasen Kala or to each other? Someone you might ask, are you Shomer Shabbos, Shomer Torah Mitzvahs? You would never ask them, are you a Baal Tshuva? Right? Meaning, and disqualify them if they're a Baal Tshuva. We do accept Tshuva when it comes to Ne'amanus, when it comes to the Ne'amanus of Eden. Amrav Yitzchak Ishkvar Akwa Amrav Yochanan, Hilchsuk Osa Azug, that once again we pass in the Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Osa Azug is Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Okay, so now a new Mishnah. Rabbi Shmuel Lomer Shloshu Lufneim Shloshu Lachreim Aser, V'chamru Lufnei Dein Aser Lachri Dein Mutter. That Rabbi Shmuel says 3 days prior to their festival and 3 days after their festival, it's Aser to do business with them. And the Chachamim say, the Iser, the whole Iser, is only prior to their festival, not after their festival. So Amar Rav Tachlifa Baravdini, Amar Shmuel, Yom Echad, L'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, or Yom Rishon, L'divrei Rabbi Shmuel, L'yola Maser. Since there is a weekly festival on Sundays, so the according to Rabbi Shmuel, it's always going to be Aser. Meaning if the particular Ovdei Kochavim have a weekly festival, and you hold like Rabbi Shmuel 3 days prior to and 3 days after are going to be a problem, well then you will never be able to do business with an Ovdei Kochavim. By the way, remember that was one of the rayas that it's Hain below Idea, or it's Hain the Idea, not Hain below Idea, and that when we say, no, that it's Hain below Idea, and that when we say 3 days, we mean 3 days not including the festivals, 3 days aside from the festival, because if it meant including, then you would still have Wednesday and Thursday where you'd be able to do business with them. Chum say, prior to the festival, you're not allowed to do business with them. After the festival, you're allowed to. So, in what way are the Chum saying anything different than that which the Tanakhama said? So says Gemara in 4 ways. Number one, Hein below Idein Ikebinayu. It could be that they're arguing about whether the 3 days are inclusive of the festival day itself. Tanakhama Sover Hein below Idein, Rabban Basrei Sover Hein Vi Idein. Tanakhama holds it's not inclusive of the festival day itself. It's 3 additional days. And these Rabbanan that we have in our Mishnah, these Chachamim that appear in our Mishnah, hold that the 3 days are inclusive of the festival day itself. Possibility number two, what they're arguing about, Ibaisema, Nasa Benasa Nikibinayu. What if you violated the halacha and you did business with them? Tanakhama Sover Nasa Benasa Mutter, so you're allowed to get Hanoa from that which you procured from them. For Rabban Basrei Sover Nasa Benasa Nasser, that you're not allowed to get Hanoa from it. The Ibaisema, third possibility, the Shmuel Nikibinayu. Difference between the Tanakhama that we've had previously and the Chachamim in our Mishnah is whether they hold of Shmuel. Damar Shmuel, because Shmuel holds Bagola in Isra Eliyom Edom, that in Gola, where people are not so religious, meaning where people the Ovdei Kochavim are not so attached and connected to their Avodah Zarah, that's what the Gemara is going to say, that Ovdei Kochavim Shebechutz Laaretz are not really Ovdei Avodah Zarah, they just keep traditions alive, so then only the Yom Ayid is going to be Asir. So Tanakhama Isle Shmuel, Tanakhama agrees to that. Rabban Basrei, less of the Shmuel, the Rabban Basrei do not agree to that, and they hold that even in Gola you have to avoid doing business with them for 3 full days prior to the festival. Iba is a fourth possibility, and this is going to be the bridge to the next sugya, that Nachum Amadi Ikebinayu. That what they're arguing about is the sheet of Nachum Amadi. Titania Nachum Amadi Omer Eino Aser Liyom Echad Lefnei Idehen. That Nachum Amadi says that only one day Lefnei Idehen is going to be Aser. Tanakama Lesley Nachum Amadi. Tanakhama holds no, not 1 day, 3 days. For Rabban Basrei Yisli Tanakhama Madi, and these Rabbanan that appear now in Mishnah say it's only 1 day prior to the festival that's in fact going to be Aser. Good. Once we mention Nachum Amadi, now the rest of the daf is about different things that Nachum Amadi taught us. 4 different things that Nachum Amadi taught us. 3 of which we reject, and 1 of which we're going to accept. So Gufa. Nachum Amadi Omer, Eino Aser Eliyom Echad Lefnei Idehen. That it's really only 1 day prior to the festival is going to be Aser. So Amru Lo, the Chum responded to that, Nishtaka Adar V'lo Memor. Don't say such a thing. This is such a thing should never come out of a person's mouth. Why not? Why didn't Yishtaka Adavar Lanomer? We just got through saying that the Chachamim in our Mishnah hold like this. So it's the Chachamim. So it says Gemara, Man Chachamim, Nochem Madihu. No, who do you think the Chachamim in our Mishnah are? That is Nochem Amadi. So he's a Das Yachid, and therefore we have the right to reject it. Tanya Idach, a second teaching of Nochem Amadi that they rejected. And Nochem Amadi Omer, Mochlan Sus Zachar Zakein Bamilchama. Generally speaking, there is an Isser to sell a Behema Gasa to Ovde Kochavim, and the reason for the Isser is that he's going to use the animal for working with on Shabbos, and not everyone's going to realize that you have sold it. They're going to think that you had rented it or whatever, and that it's, or that it's still your animal, and it's going to look like your animal's doing work on Shabbos. Or sometimes he's just taking it for a test drive, so he just is using it for the weekend, and this is a violation of Shavisas Behema. But what if it's the type of animal that doesn't do farm work? What if it's a horse, and not just a horse, it's an old horse, and it's and it's time of milchama where an old horse can't even be used. So that you're allowed to do. That's fine. That you could sell it to them. Nachum Amadi says. So Amrulo, they said back to Nishtaka Davalon Emer. No way. Chas v'shalom. Ve'ikah ben Beseira dekoyikah v'say. Why Chas v'shalom? Ben Beseira holds like that. After all, the Tanan Ben Beseira matir b'sus. Ben Beseira says that a horse is fine. Ben Beseira lo maflik meizacharim l'kevos. No, but he's not going like Ben Beseira, because Ben Beseira doesn't distinguish between male and female, between old and young, and this Nachum Amadi is. So Iyum mitkam maflik meizacharim l'kevos, from the fact that Nachum Amadi is distinguishing between zacharim and l'kevos, and old and young, and making all these other distinctions, so k'rabbanan svirilei, it must be that he's holding like the Rabbanan. Ul Rabbanan ishtaka davalon amar. But according to the Rabbanan, it has to be a low plug. You're just not allowed to sell any sort of behema gasa to an obi chavim, period. Tanya, we have a third Nachum Amadi teaching, that Nachum Amadi omer, Hashemes misaser zera v'yerek v'zirin, a certain type of plant. Right, it's not Hashabbos. It's not talking about the day of the week. Right, if you look in Rashi, Yerek Shal Tavlin Shekorin Oyer Ublashon Romi In Anitu. I didn't look up in art scroll what that corresponds to, but it's some type of spice, some type of plant that produces a spice. So you have to take mysos from it, regardless of at what stage of development you're picking it, whether it's at the Zera stage, the Yerek stage, or the Zivin stage, meaning it's useful in all these different stages, and therefore you need to take mysos from it. It's considered a pre. So Amrulo, they said to him, Nishtaka Adavalan Amar. No, Chas V'Shalom, don't say such things. V'ikar Rabbi Eliezer dekoyikava say, why is that so crazy? Doesn't Rabbi Eliezer hold that way? Titanan Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hashem's Misaseres, Zera Yerek Vizirin. It says Beferish that Rabbi Eliezer says this way. So it says, well, no. Hasam Bidgununisa. That's talking about the kind that grows in the garden. If it grows in the garden, then it's Roy Lechel. It's Roy to be eaten when it's Zera Yerek and Zirin. But if it grows out in the fields, then it's only Roy to be eaten when it's Zera. So I'm going to Ravach. What kind of chutzpah is this? We have a Gavar Rabba comes, and they're saying these beautiful teachings, and everything we're rejecting, and we're saying in the strongest terms, you can't say any of this. Nachum Amadi is saying, is an Adam Gadol. How can you just reject out of hand everything that Nachum Amadi wants to say? So Amar, Ikochadu Davdin Kavase, he says, don't worry so much about the covenant of Nachum Amadi. There's one thing that he said that we actually do accept. Titania, Nachum Amadi Omer, we have a brisa that Nachum Amadi says, Shoal Adam Trachav Bishomea Tfila, that a person is allowed to ask for whatever his Trachim are, whatever it is he needs, whatever he's davening for, you're allowed to daven for that during the Brach of Shomea Tfila. So Amar, he says, that's the one that you accept and you're telling me that you're being respectful? Barmino Daihi Ditalia Bashli Ravravi. That wasn't his chiddush. That's something that a lot of great Amorayim, Tanaim and Amorayim hold, that during Shemaya Tefillah you're allowed to daven for your needs. Ditanya, because after all, we have a brisa that spells it out. Rabbi Eliezer, Mashallah, and Srach Abacharkach, his Palel, that Rabbi Eliezer says you should first ask your personal needs and then daven the Amida, the Shenemar Tefillah La'ami Kiyatov, Vilifnei Hashem Yishpoch Sicho. That first tefillah nikiyatov, that's a reference to being shoal tzrachav, and then you're shofich sicho, then and ain't sicho the tefillah. Sicho is always a reference to tefillah. How do I know it's a reference to tefillah? Shnemar v'yitzi Yitzchak l'suach basada. The Yitzchak went out l'suach basada. What was he doing? doing. He was davening. So I see that you daven the Shemon Esrei after your Shol Tzrachav. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, no, you got it backwards. Yispalel v'acharkach Yishol Tzrachav. First daven the Shemon Esrei, and then be Shol Tzrachav. Shnemar Eshpoch l'fanav Sichi, and only then Sarasi l'fanav Agid. First I'm going to do the Siach, I'm going to do Shemon Esrei, and then I'm going to tell you my personal tzaras and needs. Rabbi Eliezer, Nami Oksiv Eshpoch l'fanav Sichi. What does Rabbi Eliezer do with the pasuk that Rabbi Yeshua quoted? So Hachikamar, he'll teach it as follows. Eshpoch l'fanav Sichi, I'm going to daven my Shemon Esrei, bizman shetzarasi l'fanav Agid. In the aftermath of having Tzarasi L'fanav Agid. Not Tzarasi L'fanav Agid comes first, but I'm going to do Tzarasi L'fanav Agid first, and even though the phrase comes second in the Pasuk, it's saying that I'm able to daven Shemon Esrei because I already Tzarasi L'fanav Agid. Rabbi Shua Nami Yaksiv Tfil Lani Kiyatov. What does Rabbi Shua do with Rabbi Lezer's Pasuk of Tfil Lani Kiyatov? He'll do the same thing. Hachi Kamar. Amosai Tfil La'ani. When will I be Shol Tzrachav? Bizman Shol Fnei Hashem Yishpach Sicho. When I'm anyway davening Shemon Esrei, so then I'll add in to be Shol Tzrachav afterwards. So Michti, Kroi Lo Kamar Daiki Velo Kamar Daiki. Clearly, neither one has a good raya from a Pasuk, because one Pasuk puts the Bakasha Tzrachav before the Tfilah, and the other one puts the Tfilah before the Bakasha Tzrachav. So you'll be able to get, you know, to justify each shita within a pasuk. But so, B'maikamithni, what are they actually arguing about? What are they really, what's the real point of debate over here? That a person should first say the Shevach of Hashem and then be mispalel. Minolan, where do we know that from? Min Moshe Rabbeinu. T'chsiv Hashem Elokim Atar Chilos Alaros Azavdecha Uksim Basrei Evron Ave Eres Aretz Hatova. That first he was Meshabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then he said, please let me enter Eretz Yisrael. So Rabbi Shua Sover Yalfin on Mimoshe. Rabbi Shua says we learn from Moshe that first comes the Shevach, and therefore Shemon Esrei should come first because that includes Shevach. Rabbi Lezer Sover Lo Yalfin on Mimoshe, and Rabbi Lezer says we don't learn from Moshe. So because Shaini Moshe to Rav Guvrei, Moshe Rabbeinu had the ability to organize his tefillah in a way that we don't have the ability to organize our tefillah. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to do this because he was great. For us, it would be yuhara to organize our tefillah that way. Here's the key line: Ella shoal adam tzrachav b'shamei tefillah. The Chum say not before, not after, during. That during shamei tefillah, that's when a person is shoal tzrachav. So you want to tell me, oh, we're so receptive to Nachum Amadi because when he said that we're shoal tzrachav b'shamei tefillah, we were listening to him. Come on, you're not listening to him. You're listening to the fact that the Chacham said the same thing, that we're shoal tzrachav b'shamei tefillah. Rav Shachter was once asked in an interview which bracha of Shemon Esrei he has the most kavana in. Most people probably answer a fe'enu, because normally when there's an illness in the family, that's where they have, maybe in more recent times, Yerushalayim Yircho or Tzemach David, if people are still spaced in and zoned in at that point in Shemon Esrei. Rav Shach said, Shema Kolein, meaning that's where you're supposed to ask for everything. He says, that's where you put in everything that you need, all your personal bakashas. So he thought that, that's what he said. It is interesting that one final point, I'm running out of time over here, but I have all day, but I don't know how much time you have. There's no chakras right after this stuff, Yom Yishin. But one final point. The Tosos points out that our Gemara says that how do I know that Sicha means Tfila? Because it says Vayetzi Yitzchak L'suach Besadeh, right? So that's how I know that Eshpoch L'fanav Sichi means Tfila. Points out that the Gemara in Bracha says that Yitzchak was Koveya Tfilas Mincha because it says Vayetzi Yitzchak L'suach Besadeh, and how do I know that means Tfila? Because the Pasuk says Eshpoch L'fanav Sichi, meaning so you see Sicha is Tfila. See, each Gemara points to the other Pasuk as the source for the idea that Sichas Tefillah, so it comes out somewhat circular. So Tosa says it's really the combination of the two, that each one teaches me something that the other one doesn't. That Eshbach L'Vanav Sichi teaches me the concept of Tefillah, and V'yetzi Yitzchak L'Suach Besadeh teaches me the din of a kvius of a Tefillah, that he's being koveya this as a regular Tefillah, and not just something that he happened to have done at one point in time. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow, I'm not sure what my schedule is, because I have to fly to Memphis tomorrow night. If I give a shiur tomorrow, we will pick up at Rav Yehuda, or I guess either at the parentheses or right after the parentheses on Daf Ches Amud Aleph. Everyone have a wonderful afternoon, evening, night, wherever you may be.